17 minutes ago, before we get to 9 o'clock, up next, as I said, we're speaking to the Limpopo ANC Provincial Secretary, that is Mr. Soviet Lekhanyane. Good evening to you, Mr. Lekhanyane, and thank you for joining us. Mr. Lekhanyane, are you there?
Good evening to you and your listeners.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
In front of me, I have a letter addressed to the African National Congress, specifically to the Secretary General of the ANC at Luthuli House. Comrade Secretary, and it reads as follows: Comrade Secretary General, I take this opportunity to step aside as provincial treasurer in the aftermath of the NWC resolution to endorse the report of the Integrity Commission, though I was never invited to present my version. I do this not as an admission of guilt on my part on matters relating to VBS, but rather with a clean and clear conscience that there is absolutely nothing untoward I have committed. This is now attributed as being a letter by none other than Comrade Denny Msiza, who's the provincial treasurer, and he CC'd in the provincial chairperson. Can you confirm that this letter dated today has in fact been issued by Mr. Denny Msiza, that he has in fact resigned from his responsibilities as the provincial treasurer?
Well, I hear the letter from you. I do not have any knowledge of the letter. What I know is that on Monday, the 3rd of December, the NWC met and received a report of the National Integrity Commission.
Mm-hmm.
The recommendations were that the comrades in the Provincial Executive Committee office bearers,
mm-hmm,
who were mentioned in the Advocate Tarumotau report, should step aside from their responsibilities in the ANC and refrain from attending activities of the African National Congress. But you know, step aside, you will know better, is different from stepping down.
Mm. And I mean, yeah, just to help, our listeners sort of understand then the clear difference between the two. I mean, what is the difference from stepping aside to stepping down? Because generally speaking, if someone had to ask me that, Gersh, well, listen, we're going to ask you to step aside from your duties at 702, my immediate assumption would be is that, look, I can't sort of just go off air for some time and still expect it to be paid for being a talk show host. Surely that means that at some stage I need to hand in a letter of resignation sooner rather than later.
Yeah, when you step aside, of course your position will be vacant, but it will not be filled because you are regarded to be continuing in that position as elected. But because of the circumstances that an individual leader may find himself or herself in at the time, he or she will not be able to execute the responsibilities of that particular office. And in the event they are cleared from whatever is being alleged against them, they will then come back and continue in those responsibilities. But when you step down, it means that you are out of that position for good because you have stepped down.
So just to make sure there, Mr. Lekhanyane, I mean, are you then telling us, myself and the listeners, that in essence this is the first time that you're hearing of a resignation of Mr. Msiza, that in fact you're unaware of this, and that if it is true, you're only going to find out after this interview, I don't know, tomorrow, during the course of the week sometime?
Look, we had a series of meetings today. For sure, we had a PEC meeting today.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just finishing another PEC meeting now. We were receiving a report of our provincial list conference. But I don't know if he might have sent the letter to the office.
Mm.
But in as far as I know, when I went to sleep yesterday, when I woke up this morning, I did not have any knowledge of the letter that we have. Is the letter coming from the NWC, which was written by the Secretary General, informing us about the decisions of the NWC of the 3rd of December.
Now, let's talk about that letter, you know, from the National Working Committee, you know, with regards to this. I mean, what does the letter specifically say? And we know that there are, you know, there's media reports around the actions or the decisions by some of the mayors, you know, within coming out of Limpopo province. So what I'd just like to understand, though, is what does the letter specifically say and what has been the decision then of the implicated parties?
Look, there are two comrades who, in terms of our agreement with the national officials, their matter was referred to the National Integrity Commission.
Mm-hmm.
That was Comrade Florence Ratzilani, the Deputy Provincial Chairperson, and Comrade Denim Caesar, the Provincial Treasurer. So the Integrity Commission considered their matter. It wrote a report.
Mm.
And the report went to the NWC, and the NWC upheld the recommendations of the Integrity Commission. And that is why the NWC was able to write to us to inform us that as the NWC, we have met and considered the matter concerning two of your comrades.
Mm.
And this is the decision that the NWC has arrived at. It upheld the recommendations that the two comrades should step aside from their responsibilities in the organization. That is why, as the PEC, when we received the letter, the two comrades were invited, PEC members were invited, and it was announced in the PEC meeting that, comrades, we have received a letter from the NWC, and these are the contents of the letter, that these comrades are requested to step aside until such time when their names may be cleared. And the letter was very clear that we are not saying that we are passing judgment on the allegations against the comrades.
Okay.
We do not confirm their innocence, but neither are we finding them guilty.
No, Mr. Lekhanyane, I appreciate the fact.
What we are saying is that we are concerned about the damage the allegations will do to the image and integrity of the African National Congress.
I hear you, and we keep on making reference to comrades. I'd just like us to be a little more specific. Who are we talking about here? Because you said there are two people. Now, what confuses me a bit...
I mentioned their names. The matter that was at the hands of the Integrity Commission was a matter concerning Comrade Florence Ratzilani, the Deputy Provincial Chair, and Comrade Denim Caesar, the Provincial Treasurer.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Now, what I was also going to ask then is that we also hear that there are mayors that have also been implicated, that have also been asked to resign or to step aside. I'm not too sure exactly based on what you've told us, you know, the difference between asking someone to step aside versus stepping down. What is the fate of those seven mayors? Because we understand that there were seven municipalities that had obviously not received their money back from VBS.
Yes, sir. Look, your colleague did an interview with me about 2 or 3 months ago. And let me start from where we ended that night.
Yeah, okay.
At the time we got elected, I mean, immediately after we got elected, it was at the time the VBS matter was proliferating in the media. There were reports every day, and then as the leadership of the province, we approached the national officials and said to them, you know, we are coming out of conference, but we want you to know that there are these things that have happened in the province. There are municipalities which have invested money and invested money wrongfully. And then we agreed with the national leadership that the PEC must compile a report on the circumstances that led to those municipalities investing their monies. We came back here, we put a task team that went to meet with the 12 municipalities that have invested money. Out of the 12, there were 5 who, after they received letters from the National Treasury informing them about the wrongfulness of their actions, withdraw their investment, but the other seven did not withdraw their investments.
Okay.
They only attempted to withdraw their investments when the bank was already placed under curatorship and eventually facing liquidation.
Right.
And so, yeah, we did that report, we compiled it, we shared with the national officials, but we also said to them, you know, at the level of the political party, we may not have the instruments to do intensive investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The premier and the chairperson of the province, as the deployee of the ANC in government, has said to us that government has appointed a forensic team to do thorough investigations. And we then said, we note the report which was done by the leadership of the ANC, and then let's wait for the forensic investigations that government will do. Government did that forensic investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The premier came back to us last week and said to us, we will have a report ready, and then I will want to share the report with the ruling party.
Sure.
And then the report was presented before us, and the report corroborated all the findings that we have made as the African National Congress. One, that there's been dereliction of duty on the part of our deployees. There were very, very serious weaknesses in our oversight responsibilities.
Yeah.
And this investment have occurred for a very long time, but, you know, even when the Treasury was warning municipalities about the wrongfulness of their actions, municipalities did not move promptly.
I hear you, yeah?
Yeah, and then we felt that where we stand as the leadership, there is no any other conclusion than the conclusion that says the comrades did not represent the ANC to the best of their abilities, and we think that the comrades should be redeployed. And look,
Can I just quickly, because we have very little time left, we literally have 3 minutes left. I need to just understand this, because you use the word redeployment, and that does become very problematic for many people. I'm sure you understand that, Mr. Lekhanyane. What I'd just like to understand, though, is what do we mean by redeployment, number one, and number two? Are there other further consequences to be faced, like criminal charges? I mean, is that something that's on the cards? No, yes or no, very simply.
Let me explain those things. The word redeploy means that we move you from the position that you occupied.
Right.
Yeah, essentially it means that those comrades, if they woke up as mayors today, they are no longer mayors, they are just ordinary councillors in their respective municipalities.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then, and then there are four mayors who have actively participated in signing the investments. And, you know, when we met with them at the ANC, they have said to us that they knew nothing about those investments. But the forensic investigation has proven that they actively participated and even signed those investments.
I hear you.
So those comrades have not they have misled the ANC. They have caused harm to the ANC, because we spend most of our time fighting between ourselves on matters which comrades knew they have done, but they could not come honestly to the organization and confess. So we felt that we should commit them to a disciplinary process as the organization. And with regard to the recovery of the losses, that is the responsibility of the provincial government. The report also recommends that there should be criminal and civil action.
Yeah.
Yeah, in cases where a mayor, for instance, has signed for the investment, the report recommends that a municipality must institute civil action to recover the loss that it suffered. If it was an official, they will do exactly that. But where the report points to pure criminal activities, then criminal charges must be instituted against the relevant officials. Those are the recommendations of the report.
Yeah, okay.
And you might have heard in the press conference today, the premier made a commitment that the provincial government, under his stewardship, will make sure that it implements those recommendations to the latter.
So, including the criminal charges for the relevant parties.
That is the responsibility of government at the level of local government in the respective municipalities. and the provincial government. Remember, you have the Treasury and COGSTAR, which also have a supporting role to play in municipalities. They have municipal finance sections, which should advise the leadership on what appropriate action should be taken. But the recommendations are very clear. They just have to be implemented. And what gives us happiness was that the Premier made a commitment in broad daylight that the recommendations will be implemented to the latter.
Mr. Lekhanyane, I thank you for your time. And on that note, I'm pretty sure that there will be a couple of follow-up conversations with regards to the progress on those recommendations. We thank you for your time and thanks for stepping out of your meeting.
Yeah, most welcome. Thank you.
All the best. That was Soviet Lekhanyane. He's the Limpopo ANC Provincial Secretary.